everybody.
Quiet hey, on set, everybody.
Hey, because it's the Too Much Fun cast.
Yeah, welcome.
Yay.
Award nominated
Too Much Fun cast.
Oh, what award?
The
Denver Web Awards Best Podcast.
Denver Web Awards.
They have their own internet.
Best hair.
Best hair.
Uh-huh. Best hair performance in a podcast.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I, of course, am Sam Talent.
I'm Nathan Lund.
I'm Chris Charpentier.
I'm Bobby Crane.
Hi, guys. I'm Abby.
And that's Abby Jordan.
Not waiting for any kind of intro.
Nope.
No, I want to hear what you have to say about
jumping on the grenade.
Well, this is our friend who doesn't let us introduce us.
Yeah.
Or her. Abby Jordan.
I think you got better than that. Talk about how pretty I am.
Oh, God.
Nope, that's as good as we got. Abby Jordan, everybody.
You're off the show. Abby Jordan, everybody. Hey.
Thanks, guys. I like you.
Good. Well,
Abby Jordan, she brought refreshments.
She did.
For herself, not for any of us.
Would you guys like some tea?
Thank you.
Oh, would you like some tea?
That is tea?
Yeah,
I would love some tea.
Do you even know what kind it is?
I don't know.
Oh, it's stress relief.
Oh, good.
Kava stress release.
Sam and I need that.
Yeah, you guys have those glasses on.
No wonder you're always so calm.
What are you so stressed about, Abby, that you need to drink stress-relieving tea?
Oh, I was really stressed about this podcast. It's a nominated by award podcast.
It is.
There's no way you were stressed about that because you just found out.
Exactly. I made that tea. It's still warm.
You're stressed out about making the tea?
Abby, do you have a lot of sources of stress in your life?
Well, you know, you got to boil the water and pay the bill.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. The tea bill?
Well, you gotta buy the tea and the water. You guys have no idea.
Water's free at this house.
Mm-hmm.
I went to pay the water bill.
I went to T-Mobile today.
Ooh.
Mm, T-Mobs.
Yeah, to pay my T-cell.
T-Mobbing in the hoopty.
See if I can get my T-cell fixed. And it can't. It's broken forever. My insurance doesn't work on my phone, y'all.
Wait, you got insurance for your phone?
This is a backup phone that my dad had, but him and my mom and my sister all went and got brand new phones on Sunday, but old Captain Mingus didn't get involved for some reason.
They're jealous of you.
They're wicked gel.
They're jellies.
No, I said gel. Mm. That's how jealous they are. So I don't even have time to make it adorable by saying jelly. They're jealous.
They're gel. They're like the insert on your insoles.
Yeah, they smell bad, and they're replaceable.
Why'd they go without you?
No, I don't know. They did. I don't understand. I don't know why they did.
Maybe it's because you're an adult.
Yeah.
My sister's 21. 22.
Oh, that's
I understand. I'm not saying that they should have bought her a phone either. Maybe they should have let her do it.
They all got free phones, dingus.
Well, maybe they only got three phones.
No, it was free for everybody.
Dingus.
They didn't tell me.
That doesn't...
It was free for everybody through our plan, and they didn't tell me, and I'm sad.
That doesn't teach them accountability.
So no.
You've got the better end of the chip in the long run.
I don't have any accountability here.
Sure you do.
I give my dad $12 every 6 months, and the phone keeps going.
I wonder why they didn't buy you a new one.
you haven't paid for one yet. In a couple of years, maybe that $12 will add up to a new phone.
You know what we found out, though? I found out today that since I've been on T-Mobile, I have never had a new phone. I've never had the upgrade they give you.
Yeah.
Because my dad or mom or sister have just always given me the old phone.
They jump on it.
When they get a new one. So I haven't had an upgrade in 87 months.
Isn't fair, India. You hear that? Do you think India's hearing that?
We're big in India.
But listen to this. 87 months. I haven't had an upgrade. 87 months.
Since you were a baby?
Best comedian on Twitter, and we know you don't have a laptop, so it looks like that cell phone's working.
Wait, best comedian on Twitter?
Yes.
Who said that? The Web Awards?
The Web Awards.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but 87 months.
Yeah.
Just go get a new one.
I'm going to. Now that I know that.
Yeah, what the hell? That doesn't make any sense. You're so upset.
Someone woke up on the wrong side of the ottoman, all right?
You? I'm totally confused. I have no problems. I'm pointing out that you're an idiot.
He said that.
Why don't people just give me shit? I mean, free stuff.
That's a pretty cool question. Why don't we ask that?
Do you know how many phones my family has bought me?
Who knows?
None.
count.
You never.
Who bought all those phones that are in your room?
Do you want to talk about
none?
I don't love
it. If my family all went out and got free phones, I'd be like, oh, I have a family. You know?
Oh, yeah. For everyone who doesn't know, Abby is an orphan.
Barely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
You guys.
Born to orphans.
Oh, hi, guys.
What's going on?
Special guests, Roger Norquist and Rick Bryan.
They're here.
We're in the house.
I'm gonna.
Rick Bryan, I hear you. You've got some J's.
What happened?
J's? It's
there
legal.
There are no J's.
No one sells J's.
Rick said
Rick Bryan is a drug salesman.
There is not any selling of anything. There will be blunt smoking though.
Yeah.
It's
blunt
legal smoking. Now. Oh God, blunt smoking.
Right, so we're recording our podcast. There's people in the room. Mm-hmm.
This is producer Ben here, just providing you with a seamless transition while the gents and Abby smoke a blunt.
Hey guys, we're back. We had to take a little break there for technical difficulties.
Tech diffies.
Technically legal activities.
Yeah, we all are here, joined again by Abby Jordan.
I'm still here. I changed positions. That's
on what?
Weird.
Yeah. Birth control.
Well, I told you guys on adoption. Well, on whether or not I was going to birth kids, I changed that position. I just told you about it off the air.
So Abby's saying, though, that she was thinking today, she wasn't lonely or anything. She was thinking about just having...
Sure.
She was Skyping with someone, and she was thinking about how if she was in a position to have a real-life baby, she wouldn't pass it through her own means. She would, in fact, go get one.
I was thinking about adoption, not because I don't want to pass it through my means, because that's actually the appeal to me in being pregnant, is giving birth.
What?
Yeah.
Then you know what, though? Then after that, you would fucking hate that kid, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That would probably
be your sitch.
It's usually chemically what happens.
Postpartum. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Postpartum. Yeah. I heard they drop them down the laundry chutes.
Yeah, you probably drowned yours, though.
Why?
Because there's more people at the beach.
Clean.
You can show off. Yeah.
I could be like, I'm crazy, and do some dramatic thing. Uh-huh. I just killed my baby.
Right.
Jazz hands it. I like it.
That's what people want to see on the beach.
Oh, that in my butthole.
Jazz and murder.
Best place to drown a kid, though, probably
Nude
the beach.
Nude beach would be like a double whammy, right?
No, I'm talking like a boatyard.
You think that would be the best place to do it?
What,
a
boatyard?
Other people would see you.
That no, because you could act like it was the waves.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
You just wait for it to be during the hard riptide.
Super hard.
Yeah, and then you fucking take the kid in there, and then you're like, it's like you're playing, but the entire time you're just yanking his leg down.
With rope and cement.
I think that you'd get charged with a whole bunch of stuff.
Sure,
maybe
yeah.
Not murder.
Beach murder?
Maybe not murder, but like...
neglect.
Yeah, neglect and... negligence?
Not if you're right there.
Yeah, reckless abandon, manslaughter.
If you're right there, then the kid gets
away.
That's
what I'm saying. You're right there. That shouldn't be the situation.
You could also get attacked by a shark.
Yeah, shark attack. Yeah. So, yeah, take the kid to, you know, the Gulf of Mexico.
You think they're going to stop at the baby, though? No, it's like swallowing its own spit. That shark's going after you.
Wipe a bunch of dead fish all over the baby.
Oh, right.
That's fish bait.
Yeah,
fish
you
baby.
Could just cut the baby a little. Or maybe make her have her period.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Abby Jordan, everybody.
You better hope that we don't have any adoption agencies listening to this because you are
not up for one.
You're not gonna be allowed.
I'm an excellent hacker. I'll take this off the internet. I'm just kidding, I'm not a hacker, guys.
You are a fan of the film Hackers though.
Who's not? 1992?
Oh,
92, you got Matthew Lillard. Before he went weird. Have you noticed how strange he is? He's a director now.
Crazy shovel hit him square in the jaw.
Yeah,
right after.
Right in the think pan.
Right after SLC Punk. He never did anything of merit after that.
That's not valid because he was in a little film called. I can't remember the name of it.
Without a paddle.
Without a paddle, yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe he went on a meditation.
He never did anything of merit after SLC Punk, which is in like 98.
Lung just said without a paddle, and then I said yes without a paddle, and then he gave me a nod and a thumbs up.
For knowing that?
Yeah,
right off the bat.
Yeah, because I think it's because he also likes Without a Paddle.
I haven't seen it.
Seth Green's in it.
Have
How
you
do you know
it?
That? Oh, have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
I've seen it.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's great.
Really?
When I was a kid, I watched it, I laughed at it.
Didn't that come out
just a few years ago?
That paddle was like 98.
No really? Way. No,
that's no way. That's like 2002.
It was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah. It was not 2008.
I was still in high school, I think.
Yeah. It could be 2004 or 5.
Right? I think it was a 4 or 5-er.
That might be.
Dax Shepard was in it. It was one of the things he was in.
Dax, Seth Green, and Matthew Lillard, a.k.a. the Holy Trinity of camping humor. All right? You want camping humor? There's bears?
Dude, screw you. The Great Outdoors is the greatest camping movie of all time.
I'm not talking greatest camping.
Well, can we agree on that then? If we can agree on the Great Outdoors is the greatest camping movie, I might listen to your opinion on a paddle or
Deliverance
two paddles.
Is not just the greatest camping movie, it's one of the best films ever made.
Also, right. It's what I'm opting out of doing by adopting.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you about that Deliverance, but I was talking comedy.
Oh, okay. Well, if we're like back in that canon. Jokes.
Yeah,
film,
sorry.
Then
Great Outdoors, is it topped?
Can it be topped? John Candy's in that, right?
John Candy. Yes.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. There's the cabin. Yeah,
the
bat,
the bear, the bald-headed and butted bear. There's nothing wrong with that movie.
Pretty great. It's not as funny as Grizzly Man, though.
Grizzly Man! Russell Crowe!
Grizzly Man was... No, not Russell Crowe.
Oh,
Grizzly Man is about the guy who was murdered.
Is that Bear Man?
Yeah.
Oh, Bear Man.
He's eaten by the bear at the end. Yeah. He's like, oh, I love bears. Bears are my Liefenstein. I love them. I want to be bared. And then he fucking goes and he's eaten by a bear at the end of it.
Yeah. He's pooping. He's an American pooping a lot.
That'd be pretty good at podcasting.
I want that'd be a bear.
Talking about your butthole or pooping.
Listen, I'm gonna be a great mom.
You are. So Abby, now what kind of kid would you want to adopt?
Oh, you mean
what flavor?
How many of us are you gonna put down as your next of kin?
All of you.
Can I be your emergency contact number?
Could I be the child's adopted godfather?
Oh, you guys could all be the godfather.
How about removed from this?
How about you guys? Would you guys adopt, or would you rather have your own kid? I know you guys are all going to say, I don't want any kids.
If it's the option, I'd prefer to adopt.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because there's way too many people on the planet. There's way too many people on the planet.
What's one more?
It's one more.
Well,
times... Times 200,000.
And there's way
too many. How many people are on Facebook? You know what I mean? Times that. Mm. Of people who want to have kids, post pictures of them and whatnot. It kind of looks like me.
All right. Then what kind of kid do you want?
Yeah, what ethnic breed?
What?
I mean, I guess I've never really thought about it. If I had to pick.
Clydesdale.
Maybe a Clydesdale. That's definitely at the top of the list. Those are awesome names. Those weird. Cool.
They're tall with their little paws.
Yeah, and they're really tall.
Those are babies?
Yeah.
I thought those were horses.
No, they turn into humans around 13, I think.
That's why they're so big.
But 13 in horse years, which is almost 70 in human years.
You have to time travel to get them. So,
I thought they turned into two people, the front end and the back end.
Oh. No.
That's
no,
donkeys.
I'm
going
to adopt the human centipede.
Yeah, that's donkeys. Duh.
Okay. Well, they look kind of alike.
You really put the
donkey.
A little.
If I'm gonna go with a Chinese baby.
Yeah.
There's so many.
They're gonna take over eventually.
All right. Just because there's.
Might as well have one on your side.
It's easier to.
Would you only adopt a baby, or would you adopt like an older Chinese kid?
I'd want.
Oh, if I get an option, I'm gonna adopt
a
grandparent.
Bride. Would you rather?
I don't have any grandparents anymore. I don't really care for babies.
Oh,
I want
that.
A grandpa.
Adopt an Asian grandfather.
Fuck
amen.
Yeah! Plus, they all smoke opium, and that rules.
If
that
true,
is a big blanket to throw over
all
a small
smoke
people.
Opium.
If that's true,
are you're gonna call them small? It's pretty racist. Not all of them are small.
Grandparents are tiny
not
people.
All of them are small.
Yeah, they are. There's no big grandparents.
Yeah, you start shrinking.
Not all of them do shrink. There's
60.
There's no way you have a small grandparent.
Are you kidding me?
That's why they thought of Benjamin Button.
My grandpa, Ova David Talent.
Ova David Talent for making up names.
Ova David Talent.
Ova David.
All right, Abby, namaste, Jordan, or whatever the fuck you're going to name your little abbreviated child. What are you getting? You going to get one?
Oh, yeah.
You going to adopt one?
I'm gonna get
you know what you should get?
Kittens.
You should get a little fucking child soldier.
Oh, yeah. Like one of
because they're mature for their age.
Sure they are.
That way he can take care of you.
And he can kill my real kids. Get them. I don't have any. What if I did, you guys?
That would be pretty weird.
Really?
Yep. If you had kids? Oh, yeah. God.
What if I had a couple hidden your in my kids. Closet?
What if you're telling your kids to kill the other kids, like you just said? That would be pretty weird.
God, imagine if Abby had kids, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well,
boy, they'd be
it?
Eating oatmeal.
That's
fucking
not true.
Wearing boots.
Boots, probably.
Yeah. They'd all have names like fucking Dude. Tristan. Tristan or
oh, yeah,
Tristan. Marble.
Marble.
Gelway.
They couldn't read or write, but they could all do yoga very well.
Yeah.
That's so... I really, read, really well. I read and write. I write more than you guys.
I understand. You're probably not going to teach them
almost,
how to do that.
Almost too much.
Well, yeah, yeah. I guess if we're going Q over Q, quality quantity. Little
Q
joke
over
there.
Q?
I'm going to write that one down. Get Please. Ready.
You want to save that. Put it on the fridge.
It's going on my vision board.
Now, Abby is the only real... You're the only girl in our, like, class. Because we're all in the same class of comedy, pretty much.
Oh, that's nice. Not to the other girls and...
No, I'm not saying, like, quality. Like, we're the best. I'm saying, like we started all at the same time. Yeah, yeah. Because
sure.
You started when, Abby? In Denver?
5 years ago?
Yeah,
well,
5 years ago.
Almost 6 years ago.
Yeah.
It's not till a year from now.
Is that 07?
No. I don't know. I was like...
So seven.
7 years? No.
It was 07.
07, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that how you say 7 years? 07? You say 07?
I lived in Paris for so long, so I slipped in and out.
Dogs age 07 years more
yeah.
than humans.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying, seven?
What's it been like
to... What's it been like to Bin Laden?
All right, should we pause again?
Yeah. Yeah. We want to let you sober up?
Okay, guys, no, seriously.
Someone's had too much B12.
Yeah, D3.
Kale.
I get it.
What's D3?
It's what you get from the sun. You get outside
it's
a
B3,
lot.
Isn't
no,
it?
No, D3.
What?
Yeah.
D?
D3.
Weird stuff.
I like the idea. Well, no, I know you're smart, Sam, so I don't want to insult you. But I like the idea of you and I getting into a vitamin debate, you know?
I'm going to get in vitamin debate.
It could be
butt.
The fun. Vitamin debate?
Yeah.
I like it. I didn't mean to say it like that. Sorry, Mom. By the way, call me.
So, Abby, you lived in Paris for how long?
6 months.
6 months.
Can
did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You did comedy there, right?
Right.
I did.
How was that? What was that like? How was that experience? Because yeah. I've never done comedy outside of the country. I assume it's totally different.
It is totally different. It was like there was one English-speaking comedy night a week, and it was over by Montmartre. Wait. Okay, never mind. Sorry. But it was so cunty. But it...
Yes, it was. Continue.
I'm glad Fridays. You said it because we can't.
It was on Fridays, and there was like always a full audience, but generally they were English as a second language.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So a lot of
Mexicans. You mean?
They were like the Mexicans of the West. So yeah. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. You're doing great.
I knew this was gonna happen.
Are
bigger than J's, gang.
No one is that a like a race thing?
No. Oh, you mean like a marathon?
Nah. Abby, what's it been like being one of the few women that we hang out with that we all don't want to bang?
Well, I have my period all the time. All
right, I know.
So, it wouldn't matter anyway. You know, I think it's actually like a physical side effect of that being the case.
Right.
Being the only woman in this group of people who's not needed for anything sexually, the physical effects of that is I bleed all over everything. I can't keep... I can't rather keep be bleedy, a mattress.
Rather be bleedy than needy, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I needy a lot of paper towels, though. I'll tell you what.
Jamming them in there. Like someone dropped a cake
roll.
On the ground.
Because I actually have three kids.
I broke a bottle of hot sauce yesterday, right where you're sitting, Bobby.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you can probably see the stain on the couch. I don't understand exactly how it happened, but it happened quick, and the whole bottom just exploded.
It was super early.
I was not excited. It was bad timing. I was early, like you said. And I'm pretty sure I just used old clothes to clean it up.
You did.
And it didn't work very well. And now there's a big stain on the couch.
And on the
couch. I'm pretty sure that being forced to do something like clean, an unexpected event first thing in the morning, will never get taken care of correctly. Because you're just too tired or your brain isn't working properly. You can't make... Nothing good happens right then. Like if I wake up and I'm getting ready to go to work and I have a flat tire, it'll take me twice as long as it normally would to fix that flat tire. Because for some reason I'll have to like go inside 7 times to like, I don't know, pee again or lay down for a while or like, I don't know, call my boss again to be like, I can't figure out, whatever, my lug nuts are on backwards. I'm really confused. I'll be late.
I
hate it.
I have 5 wheels somehow. I don't know what to do with them.
And then if
steering wheels on backwards, I don't even know how you do that.
Anybody been in the position where you have a flat tire and then you go to fix that and your spare tire's flat?
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're talking cars.
That's hell.
Wow. I was having a different visual game.
Yeah, I was talking about cars the whole time, Abby.
I was thinking bikes.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah.
You always are.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. I'm in cars so infrequently now, I get motion sickness at the drop of a hat.
Oh, wow.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Let's get you in a car, huh? Yeah.
That's really terrible.
Abby, when's the last time you
I know.
When's the last time you puked?
Oh, breakfast.
I have a serious question, it's real serious.
I like it.
Well, it's not for you.
Well, I like it anyway.
I like it.
For me?
Nope, it's not for you either, Nathan. And
like
it's not for you, Bobby.
I'm not Nathan.
I'm really sorry about it.
Is it for yourself?
Is it for
Sam? Did I say
yeah,
Nathan?
It's not for you, Nathan.
Well, I'm sorry.
So
it's for Sam.
Nathan.
No, it's not for Sam.
Oh, it's for other Nathan.
It's for Nathan.
What?
Nathan Lund. And
hi,
it's,
Nathan.
Nathan, what's your deal, Nate?
Yeah, what's your deal, Nate?
What is
your
deal,
what's your dream date?
Remember, this wasn't for you, Abby.
Yeah. Nate, what's your deal?
The deal is I don't want to get murdered, y'all. People are getting murdered around our neighborhood. And in other neighborhoods, too. I don't know if you've heard about that. But it sucks even more when it's your neighborhood. I
hate
it.
I kicked a baby into a river.
No.
No.
That's what a comedian was saying.
If that happens in real life, if I make that come true with my own joke, I'm going to be really upset if I hear that happened.
They are getting murdered,
because
y'all.
Because I said it in a joke.
Yeah, it's all...
We all live over here.
Yes.
We live in Denver, Colorado.
Sure
and
do.
Nathan and I specifically live on the Capitol Hill side of town, in that neighborhood.
Moving on up.
Yep.
From...
And I stay at 12th and Penn. Nathan stays at...
Don't tell them where. There's a murderer.
Yeah.
there's a damn... All right.
You,
people trying to
you live across the street from the
police
station.
Station, right?
Hmm?
So what are you talking about?
Whatever, that doesn't mean anything.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where would you look? Right underneath your nose? No.
They don't help us at all. They think somebody's right behind them.
Your eyes don't go there.
Do you know how many police are at that police station? None.
5. Oh.
None, 0. Because they're all out.
It sucks.
They're all out arresting people. There's no cows there. There's nothing there.
So yeah, I would say it's hard not to worry about that stuff when you walk a lot of places, which is what Sam and I do as well. We walk everywhere.
I do too, Gabe.
Well, what kind of people have been getting, like randos, or is it like domestic?
Randos.
No, it's randos,
right.
Dude.
At 13th,
right by Submission, 13th and Penn, right by where I live, and I walk like 8 times a day from the apartment to my girlfriend's apartment.
All right.
Someone got stabbed.
Here we go.
To death. Behind.
Hey, let's all go get knives.
That's
yeah.
Then they'll get swords.
Whoa, you about
this. Oh, God.
So I'm bringing my knife around.
Damn it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's my deal.
No.
All
right. Mom has
a
knife.
That's what I'm talking about.
The knife's back.
There's cheese all over it.
And yeah, well, there's a lot of instructions for it.
What? You whipped your knife out.
Yeah, well, I brought it over here because I had to walk here and I got
like
a little...
You guys anymore.
I got a little nervous.
Is that the one you threatened our crowd with?
No, I didn't bring it that night.
You couldn't find it to threaten them.
Oh, that was so
it wasn't there. I did not pull a knife on a crowd, everybody.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't have it on you.
That was a long time ago.
This is a library book. Let's test it for durability.
No, leave the library book. Oh, Benjamin Franklin, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Huh?
Is that the one remotely scholarly person?
He invented libraries. He was the creator of... He was the inventor of libraries.
The Library of Alexandria was burnt down in like
two years old. The U.S., you
at
know?
The year
the US
2
A.D.
Not like libraries in a collection, but like a community place where you can trade books and borrow and do that sort of thing. As
what,
you were misled as a youth.
Alexandria library, though.
Did you learn that as a kid?
I'm learning what love is. I want to know what love is.
Benjamin Franklin invented that.
He wrote most of that song.
Music.
I heard that's he wrote most
idea.
Of the Bible, too.
He did.
Absolutely.
Benjamin Franklin invented wakeboarding.
He invented wakeboarding.
You know, hot dogs?
He actually invented the wakeboard before the boat. That's the impressive part.
You know where they call hot dogs Franks?
He's
the one that
starts
saying hello to people.
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was the first person.
He's also the first person to say dirty Jew.
Dirty Jew.
Yeah.
They weren't dirty up until then.
He wasn't actually saying dirty Jew. He was just a really weird sneezer.
Yeah. And someone said, Gesundheit. And he said, shut up, you kraut.
Kraut.
Yeah.
Love sauerkraut.
I do too.
Make
favorite condiment, guys.
Condiment. That's great.
Well, is kraut condiment?
I don't wear them.
Sauerkraut's totally a condiment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find it at Costco.
Okay, everything at Costco is a condiment?
Well, there's a condiment section.
I'm going to get a grill of them.
I'm
just thinking grill.
Is that your favorite condiment?
Oh, no way.
You should tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
It's mustard.
Mustard?
Yeah.
Salt, no, it's a spice. I would have to say this chili garlic Cholula I have.
Charlic?
Chili garlic.
I like it.
Cholula.
Lund?
Sriracha, man, it goes on everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
Oh. It's so gross.
Mine, tzatziki.
Tzatziki?
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Is that motor oil?
Have you ever been outside?
Tzatziki.
You lived in Paris, remember?
Great Greek.
What'd you eat, Pop-Tarts every night?
Tzatziki. You mean with a T? T-Z?
No, I mean with a P. Yeah, tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
You said
tzatziki.
You don't pronounce the T, I don't think. Like, czar.
Mm-hmm. Can be
T-S-A-R.
No, it is.
Czar also can be spelled
with
a C.
Tzatziki.
No, it's spelled tzatziki.
My family is Lebanese.
Can I get some Zeke?
I know some things about...
Hey, creepy Greeky, can I get some tzatziki?
Zekums, please.
Unziki. Chris?
Applesauce. No doubt about it.
Nice.
Is that condiment?
Yeah,
yeah,
put it on pork chops.
Okay, yeah,
you can probably put that on a
right.
hot dog.
What else, do you put it on?
A lot longer than
pizza? Mostly.
You really do. You've done that. All right. Pork chops and pizza.
You know what else is good?
Turkey.
Ranch dressing and pickles.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe deep fried.
No, easy.
Oranges
no.
and pretzels taste like chicken, which is weird.
I kind of like peanut butter and pickles.
Yeah.
Huh. Peanut pickle, I'm into that.
Yeah.
You're pregnant.
Peanut butter and pickles.
That is a pregnant.
It's pretty good.
It's a zone.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You got
I grew
that
up with a lot of women. I grew up around a lot of women. So
are they pregnant all the time?
They're always pregnant.
All your sisters
just
are just
knocked
pregnant.
Up.
They're always
yeah.
pregnant.
Oh, man, Chris. Good boy.
Yeah.
They kind of were, though.
My friend Zandon is...
Zandon?
He's a gayman.
What?
And he's the youngest of 11 girls.
Wow.
What?
I don't think he had a chance.
Wait, what?
He's the youngest of 11 girls.
You have a chance at what? Getting out alive?
Yeah, you know, not being
getting
a gay man.
I think that's... I'll bet his dad was... I mean, I don't know his dad, but if his dad was like my dad, he would have been really disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
That he went all the way to, what, 12 kids?
Yeah.
Finally had a boy, and then he was gay. My dad would have beat the shit out of that kid.
Oh, God.
Poor kid.
Oh.
Good thing he's not poor imaginary kid that doesn't exist. Seven younger brothers than me.
Thank
kind
God.
Of poor, kind of poor dad, too. That guy's not happy.
He's happy. We're all straight boys.
You would have been a girl.
I understand.
All right.
I would have played with myself a lot. Check this out. This happened to me and Sam the other day.
Yeah.
Bobby, you were there.
You just went from playing with yourself into a transition about hanging out with me and Sam. That's awesome. Go ahead.
Swing.
I was for. We were walking somewhere, and just to waste time, I started asking dumb, like, guess a number between 1 and 10, and see if you can get it right. Just to waste time, you know?
Uh-huh.
And Sam proceeded to get, like, what was it, 5 in a row, right?
Whoa.
Ranging from, like, 1 to 10 to, like, what did we do? Like
1 to 50.
1 to 50?
No way.
I'm not kidding. It was really, really weird. And he also got, like... 5 or 6 in a row, coin flips.
Whoa.
Right. Yeah. It was really weird.
Sam.
My hypothesis was that I was putting it in his head, or I was already predetermining what the coin
You're
would be.
You're a powerful being.
Yeah, we all are.
You can all do it. You've got a brain like an alligator.
Like an alligator like a brain, too.
It's just carnal. Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a carnal brain more.
The Magula Avangala. What's it called?
You got it.
Yeah. Let's get a baby in your care.
Got that.
The Magula Avangaga.
So going back to why your kids wouldn't be able to read or write, but they would be killing it at yoga.
Yeah.
Obligatas.
They would all know how to wear stretch pants.
Off those butts, but you probably wouldn't be able to do it. Figure out what a quarter was from a day.
Bounce the quarter off those children's butts.
Yeah, they would have to pick the quarter. Sorry.
Let's get you a baby.
Oh, yeah.
We've always been talking.
We've always
about
been
getting a baby.
Yeah, the four of us.
Yeah, just raising one.
Oh, God.
Just like pitching on a baby. Yeah,
between the four of us.
We would have
the coolest baby of all time.
Oh, he'd be rad little dope smoker.
By the time he was seven.
Measured by bed bug bites.
By the time he was seven, he'd have the coolest fucking tattoos.
Yeah.
He'd be really aggressive.
He'd be good at playing bass on his skateboard.
Yeah. And he would beat all the other dogs in the dog fighting rink.
He could projectile vomit way further than any of the other kids.
Yeah. He'd be over a school bus.
Yeah.
Easy. Ooh, that was Bobby.
Mm-hmm. He'd know about the Clinton shit.
The Clinton. That little boy will love to nib some clit. You know what I'm saying, ladies? Get your too much young boy. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know how people say
that's
they can. Why is there that fucking old stereotype of not being able to find the clit?
Oh.
It's pretty easy to find it. It's right there. It's the one that looks like a thumb.
Oh.
That's a pretty
big
clit.
That's a big fucking clit.
Wait, what?
It's like the clit that goes to some pancake nipple.
That sounds like a dangly ball at the back of your throat.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Uh-huh.
You're okay.
It's not.
That's a good one.
I've never been with a girl who had less than a thumb.
Thumb and a half?
Sometimes it's like a tongue down there. It's like you're making out.
That's your thumb.
But are
it's
they donkeys?
No donks.
Because that would make more sense, I guess. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Jake?
I don't want to incriminate anyone.
Both of them.
I've had nothing but gnarly, sweet little baby
clits. Clits. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Did that make it worse?
Yeah, which one?
Let's just stop involving the word baby when we talk about sex at all, of any sort.
Well, how are we going to talk about baby sex?
Yeah. Where do you think
pretend to be
from?
A baby?
Well, that's a
Google.
Yeah, let's just not talk about
you
that.
Up?
Okay, well then let's talk about Precious.
Okay, what
let's
do you got?
Bring that up.
I'm just kidding. Well, the dad touched the baby in the movie.
Oh God.
So that's where that thought went to.
Great stuff, Ab.
Oh gosh, gang.
Who looks
There's
this
no
guest?
One left in the gang. There's no one left in that gang, Abby. You drove them all away.
Yeah, you drowned them all at the beach.
Childhood
reviews itself. I would like to go back to that baby thing. What would we name our baby?
Oh.
It would have to be something like denario, because we figured out yesterday.
It would have to be something like towel, because it would be the only one in the house.
The only clean towel.
Denario,
we
that
found
is
out
great.
Yesterday that there's a wide receiver for the Chargers. Mm-hmm. We were listening to the game on the radio, and they said denario, and it hit me that his name, his first name, is Dan Marino without one letter.
Yeah. right.
And we wondered if that was part of the process for Denario's mom. It's like she's a big fan of Dan Marino, but that's too, couldn't fit it on the birth certificate. And
spelled it wrong.
Yeah, or forgot the old M.
She never got the letter M in her family.
Don Marino.
She's Asian.
And
they're not gonna give you a baby.
So we could we could name the baby Jelway.
Jelly.
Because it's John Elway without a couple of letters.
And it sounds a lot like jelly. Mm-hmm. Goes on your sandwiches.
I'd want to name him something cool, though.
Like jelly?
No.
Okay.
You can name your dumb little adopted baby Jelly.
Right?
That little
baby
fucking leftover.
So
why don't you name him that?
I think we'd want to. I'd want something. I like either some weird combination of the four of our names.
Yeah.
Or something just incredibly tough.
Taint.
Boy, did you say Taint?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's a tough
no,
name.
Not that at all. Not like that at all.
You name a kid Taint, he has to be tough.
I think. No, we don't want him.
The tough Taint.
Oh. We don't want to make him tough. We want him to be tough without actually ever having to fight.
Taint.
We love this little
only
guy.
Only wears leather jackets.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Taint rides a motorcycle.
You guys, all right, I'm out. You guys can have your little kids.
Taint's actually a pretty sensitive.
I'm gonna go raise.
Yeah, dude,
I'm gonna go raise Thor Mud Sharpened Tear.
Thor Mud.
Yeah, that's his name. Thor Mud.
His name is Mud.
His middle name is Mud.
His name is Mud.
His middle name is Mud, and his first name is Thor, and he is gonna kick the shit out of Taint.
Oh. Well, Taint might like that.
Thor's gonna grow up a complex. Thor's gonna grow up thinking he's like, oh, I'm tough Thor.
Oh, I thought you said
Thor. Alright, I'm Thor, I wear a cape, I got this hat, I'm fucking tough.
I'm not gonna dress him in a cape and a hat.
You don't get to choose when you name your kid Thor, he gets to choose. You want him to be tough? He's not gonna be confident and decisive?
Sure he is. Better than Taint, you're naming him the part of your, like one of
the
grossest
part
of the human
how
body.
How is that gross?
No,
it's a pretty
you
good part.
How is it the best
then.
Part?
It's one of the best.
It's not in the top 10.
Yeah, it's nowhere in the top.
Yeah,
you'd rather have your taint than your
of
arms?
Of stuff that feels cool.
Okay.
What feels cool about that?
You ever done stuff with your taint?
He thinks it's dirty, guys. You think it's dirty?
You think the taint's dirty?
To name a child that, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying that taint was a dirty part of the body.
Usually not the cleanest.
Mine's filthy.
I mean, it kind of rests around my balls and asshole. Why would that's
you
disgusting?
Take a shower.
It's a
I understand
it's
that.
A natural part.
But
it's a cool because it's a part of your body that's never seen the sunlight like
right.
ever.
It's like the gothic
yeah,
part of your body.
Even if you're tanning nude, you're not spreading your butt cheeks out, are you?
You're not.
You're not doing it right.
You're gonna have a weird looking butt.
You guys use clothespins.
I do handstands in the nude. In the sun.
Yeah.
It's the only way to get it.
Careful,
headstands.
There's a lot of glass in our backyard.
I do headstands so my hands
and
are free to pull apart my butt cheeks.
What did you say?
I said I do headstands so my hands are free to pull apart my butt cheeks.
That's the ultimate pose.
That's
the last
that's
level of yoga.
Impressive.
I wish
the
I could balance on my strong. Fucking head.
You can.
You probably could.
No, just head.
Yeah.
No hands, just head.
That would be a death sentence.
Better work that neck out for a while.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be able to suck my own dick. Until,
yeah.
until right now?
Yeah.
We're discovering things about each other.
Till right now.
I was still trying to think of a name that involved all of our names, but I kept thinking Sam Christobob. But I'm not
Sammy, in Sammy, Chrissy, Bob, and Nate.
Why didn't mine turn into Krista?
I said Chrissy.
It would be the C-H-R-I-S-T-O.
Kristen.
Sam Christobob.
Chris and Bob. Chris and Bob. Chris and Bob. Chris and Bob.
There's no Nate in there.
Be the crystal.
I know, yeah. Nate really excluded himself from that, which is a glimpse into your psyche.
No, I started with those three because that kind of rolls a little bit. You could throw the Sam in front of the crystal.
I don't think you need the whole name.
What about
a letter or two, yeah, but
Nabosamch. Nabosatch. Nabosatch. That's our baby's name.
Nabosatch.
Get over here, Nabosatch.
If you just call him
Nabosatch,
then I'm included too.
Or if we had a friend named Momar, we could name him Nabosatchmo.
You guys,
We're not gonna name anybody that. That's the worst one.
Nabosatch.
Yeah, it does not. Good.
It sounds like an extended part of the taint. It's a part right next to the taint.
What about Satch Nabo?
It's like the genitals on an avatar.
Satch Nabo? That's
no. What better. About Match Sabo?
What about Matchbox 20, guys?
Nope, I don't like that either.
Well, you got a CH going.
We can name him Rob Thomas.
So we could be.
I also have a I and an R.
What about B-O-C-H?
The only way you guys are getting a baby is a rape.
Boxana.
Yeah.
Boxana.
Where are you
cool.
guys going to get this baby?
Duh, the fair.
Boxana's all right.
Fair. Flea market.
I'll
go with that. Hot deals on babies.
I want it. Mm-hmm. I kind of wouldn't mind having a little pot-bellied pig.
That's the closest you'll probably come.
Yeah.
You can go a year without killing the pig. We'll give you a baby.
Oh, wow. We'll love bacon.
Now, Abby, why would you want to get a pig? I had an ex-girlfriend who wanted to get a fucking pot-bellied
well,
pig. And then everyone would know you as the pot-bellied pig girl. Everyone would be like, oh, what's up with Abby? you mean pot-belly?
I think it was snot. I just knew a really pretty girl who had a pig. And I thought, that could be me. So, thanks for ruining my life.
You want to live vicariously through some the pig girl's life?
Yeah, your idol is pig girl? Yeah.
She has a boyfriend, guys.
You saw pig girl and thought, she's got it all figured out.
Yeah, I sure did.
She has a boyfriend or a pig tender?
She has a boyfriend.
That, you know why?
Is the pig the boyfriend?
Because he likes the pig?
Yeah, that guy's into pig stuff.
Oh.
He's like, let's get that pig in here.
Can't be too piggy lately, ladies.
Jesus. You're a professional comedian.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I have a day job.
What is it again? Are you
she
a nanny?
Looks after other
Nannington?
People's children.
Yeah.
It's true.
No, you're very good at it.
Yeah, you're a professional.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
You don't smoke weed at work?
No, I don't smoke weed often.
Never.
Last time I smoked weed was a couple Fridays ago with you guys.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you were there, Sam.
I don't know if you were there.
I was not there. It was on for Kaylin's birthday.
I love it when you were trying to find weed. Because it's the exact same way that, like, my aunt from Cleveland would be trying to find weed. Oh, you boys got any J's?
I know.
You boys got any J's? Who's smoking the J's?
Oh, I do.
Can mommy get a J?
You guys got some J's?
You're always trying to trade, like, pain pills for J's?
Oh, just once.
Well, still.
Always.
That's what my mom would do, too.
That is an always kind of thing. You know, every time. Every time I bump into you. Hey, want some pills?
No, it's...
For some J's?
No, it's you have some J's.
J-pills?
Hey, you have some J's? Sam, you're the only one I've offered the pain pills to in exchange. Because I was hoping to get three J's.
I'm hip to pills. People have just been giving me pills recently.
Really? And you don't even want them. When it rains, it pours.
I don't want them.
What kind of fancy pills?
Oh, baby.
First, I don't want them.
I got
I'll drag
I got like a 40 milligram morphine someone gave me.
Morphine?
I haven't done this. Huge morphine I'm saving for January 1st when I can watch Arrested Development.
And
I'm leaving.
Shit. Is that when it's coming out?
Yeah, and I want to be all morphed.
Is it
Mighty Morphin Power Wrangler. I'm going to wrangle up some more morphine. So I got that. Someone gave me a Seroquel. Someone gave me two Seroquels.
Is that...
Your
what's
pharmacist,
that? Is that
buddy.
Like a Native American thing?
No. That's a...
That's a Seroquilt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A
and
quill.
Those
a
are dangerous.
Is that far stretch?
So yeah, someone gave them... I didn't know what they were, but it's an antipsychotic. So I ate it and I was like...
You're hungry?
No.
So it made you not hungry. That's good. Pretty powerful.
Wow, see, it sounds like life's been pretty tough.
It has been.
What else are they giving you? Advice?
No. I don't. I refuse it.
Yeah.
I don't take advice well.
No. No. Nobody does.
I see it as someone telling me what to do, and I lash out.
You never do, unless somebody is. Unless you're asking for advice.
If I never have.
Which you never. You may.
Unless
never.
It's Chris. Sometimes I ask Chris for advice.
Well, like what? Oh,
white or wheat?
This burrito or.
I ask you. That's when I ask you.
Burrito, pizza, or hamburger, Pam.
Pam.
He comes to me with love questions, he goes to Nate for food questions, and he goes to Bobby for fashion questions. It's very simple.
Well,
so I've never asked any of you anything.
What do you come to me for?
Pills.
Oh, yes.
Pills and puns.
Pills and puns.
Hook them up. No, yeah. Abby, I don't really come to you.
No, you don't.
You come to me.
You don't.
And I'm there for you.
When do I come to you?
At shows, you're like...
Oh, yeah, it's true. I am...
You're just,
I am a koala bear, and you are that eucalyptus tree,
I know.
Buddy. I'll
climate.
Tell you
what. No, not like that.
I mean, not like I have the upper body strength, you know, to do that.
One day.
You guys do a pull-up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Easy.
No way.
Way?
No, I'm saying I can't.
Oh,
okay. He knows that. Everybody knows that.
You can't do a pull-up?
No.
It's because you've got big toes.
It's a lot of up to pull. Too much up. The equation is unbalanced.
Chris, you could probably do lots.
If I had eight arms, I could pursue
one. I don't think I could
do
lots. I could maybe do two or three.
Do you think you could do 10? I think I could do 10.
No way.
I think I could do 10.
Have you
like this or
when
like
was
this?
The last time you did a pull-up? It's really fucking hard.
I could probably
you weigh a lot more
pull-ups.
Than you did last
she
time.
She has
you did
to carry, take care of babies, though.
I mean,
yeah,
she's
but
got,
probably got pretty good arms and a decent
yeah,
back.
I'll bet you're good at picking up babies, which is not
it
at all.
It builds up your arms
strength
to a certain degree.
Muscles are heavy. It's not.
I can lift myself.
It doesn't
up.
Matter. You have to be used to doing that exercise. It's really, really hard to pull up your body weight.
I wish
I'll bet
we
you
pull
could maybe do it. Once.
Dude, my dad is like 66,
really
and he can do the wide ones, like 10 of
wow,
them.
Wow, Bobby.
He's an animal.
Your
yeah.
dad's a monster.
Is
yeah.
your dad a gorilla?
Your dad's 66?
Yeah, dude, he's
what?
Old.
He's old.
Is he really frail?
No.
You know
just,
what I mean?
Like, what kind of really frail
ripped.
Person
like
could do 10 pull-ups
like,
like
he
that?
Like,
he's
yeah,
like
he's
Jack
really frail,
oh, man.
But he doesn't have legs, you know what I mean? Like... he's like
some bodybuilding half man, yeah.
And that still would not be frail. You'd just be missing parts. You'd be a really big person missing parts.
Well,
there's no part of that is frail.
Tell that to the stairs, okay?
What?
It's bodybuilding half man. Let's talk about him some more.
When it comes to the stairs,
I
want to
see the
frail. He get because he can't take them. He can't take them. Oh, never mind. Sorry, gang.
We don't want to call anybody frail.
Nobody. Have...
Especially not your dad, Bob. Nobody. He's obviously in really good shape.
He's 66?
Yeah.
Does he have
so you
legs?
Came from old ingredients. You turned out all right.
I turned out okay.
Yeah.
I turned out all right, everybody.
He was like, what? Like,
okay.
Old ingredients.
Yeah, you know, they were on the shelf for a while.
Your parents are like 60?
My mom just turned 60. But that means when she had me, she was 30. She was 34.
Your parents are.
My mom was 25.
My parents
were
super
young.
I was 38.
Oh, you guys were probably 64.
Yeah, my parents were really young.
Yeah, how old were you?
38's not that old.
They were when I was born. Old. They were like 27, 28, something like that. But they already had two older brothers from like 5 years before that.
Whoa.
They were really young when.
How
they
old are your old ass parents, Lund?
Mine aren't that old, but they got, they had me, like, a couple years after high school. I think they were, like, 21 and 23.
Abby, how old was your mom? Like, 14?
25. Just emotionally.
Yeah. My mom's only, she's 57.
My mom just turned 60.
And my brother is 36.
My mom just turned diabetic.
My mom's birthday was on Saturday.
What did you get her? Your presents?
Insulin.
I showed up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's, I gave my brother a note for his birthday this year that said, "Hey, dude, love you very much. I'm totally broke, so I can't get you anything.
Call me
but,
back.
But know that I'd do anything for you, unless it costs money. That was my birthday card to my brother this year. Times are tight, y'all.
Yeah.
I ate way too much cheese.
Oh, boys.
Yeah. At the,
is that what times are tight means to you?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta load up. When times are lean, you gotta eat a bunch of cheese so you clog up like a bear about to go dormant. Not hibernate, don't listen to that fucking bear propaganda. So, yeah, I ate too much cheese, and I think I just passed it today.
Did you futon it? Or futon, that's not at all what I meant to say. Wow, now I can't think
crouton?
Of the... Nope. Fondue.
No.
That took me a while.
No, just...
that was a weird one.
There was about 6 cheeses on the plate, and I ate a bunch of them.
Were they melted?
No, that's fondue.
Yeah, fondue is... I'm a big fondue man. I like fondue.
I don't think I've ever had fondue. That's a rich person's food, I believe.
It's real bougie food, fondue.
It is.
Melted cheese.
Pretty fancy.
There's that melting pot place downtown. That place is like $500.
Whoa, no, it's not.
No, it's expensive though, but it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's not
you
that.
Know about it
$500.
You
no
can
way.
Afford it.
Let's all go together.
If we all
none
split
of us
it
can
up,
afford it.
No, not
if we all
even
split
if
it up,
we
it's
snuck
like,
in the back and stole it.
That would be
hard
free.
We'd need to bring our oven mitts.
You guys, this could be like the worst
mission
possible ever.
You don't want to run with hot cheese. I don't know.
Trust me.
Take it from me.
Yeah. The only time he has run.
So many 7-Eleven
nachos.
I'm trying to run back to my house.
Can't eat these till I get home.
Oh, man, Zupan's game.
Yeah, running with cheese in your hands would be rough.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like is when
name
you
of a movie running with cheese in your hands.
When you
sorry.
Smash, you ever like
Nathan
smash?
Sam Dallin. Hey, Chris and
Chris
Abby.
Be there.
And Bobby.
Dax Shepard's probably in it too.
Yeah.
We can get Matthew Lillard, I think.
We can't get him.
He's
which
down.
One is nice. Matthew Lillard.
He's that guy with like the weird face.
No.
He looks like an Avatar dude.
SLC Punk. Black.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Yeah.
Or no.
Bobby hasn't seen.
Who's
Bobby
had string cheese?
Bobby
before?
Hasn't seen Anchorman. Can we say that real quick?
Whoa.
Bobby hasn't seen it.
Bob's
he's even
show?
Surprised. I'm surprised.
I feel like when that movie came out, I really,
you were in a coma.
I didn't appreciate
humor.
Will Ferrell's approach to humor.
What were you like, the Farrelly Brothers?
He's just like he's just
Leader
so
Kenny.
Loud, and I felt like he played the same character, and I was sketching it. I just. I don't know. I was just not into it.
You weren't a fan.
You still
it's
haven't seen it?
Still haven't seen it.
What are you doing?
It's
no, I've seen Zoolander.
He goes to a
it's
lot
not
of
the
shows.
Same movie.
You've those seen are... Zoolander?
Yeah.
That's they're two totally
they
different
yeah.
movies.
They're at opposite
yeah,
they're
fucking
both,
anything.
No,
Zoolander
wait,
is not
they're
like
both really dumb movies.
No, in Zoolander he's
what?
Doing such an over the top character Will Ferrell is.
It's not him at all, yeah. It's not the same.
I did like him in Talladega Nights.
Which is
yeah,
the
which
not
what?
Very good.
What the fuck just happened?
It's one of the dumbest
ones. We gotta end this thing.
Have you seen Old School?
We have to end
have
this
have
thing.
Have you seen Old School?
Yeah, I saw Old School.
And
he's a fucking moron and everything.
Get out of here!
That's what he does!
Did you
get out of here!
He does.
His character goes through some huge changes in that film. He loses his wife.
He
all right?
Knows how to work on
he's going. He's the main character. He's the one going through the hero's journey.
I like the movie, but I'm just saying Will Ferrell.
Frank the Tank loses his wife.
Uh-oh.
I love Frank the Tank, man. I'm not trying to say I don't like Frank.
I
love Frank the Tank.
I'm out of this.
Well, I love Thomas the Train. That doesn't make me an engine, you know?
Makes you a train.
Let's wrap this thing up, everybody.
You know how analogies work.
I don't think you know how.
Were you just being racially insensitive?
Racially insensitive?
Did you call yourself an engine?
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap this fucking thing up. This is definitely done.
Bobby, you have a homework assignment. Watch Anchorman and Semi-Pro and...
I saw Semi-Pro.
Semi-Pro's great.
Just watch Anchorman, Bobs.
You have to
just
watch
one
Anchorman.
Step at a time.
That's for sure.
God, here's one more thing.
Oh,
one more thing.
All right,
I don't like people... quoting movies all the time.
Sure.
Really
sure.
Me.
Nobody
I
does.
Hate it. That's not
it's
true.
People
love
stupid.
Doing it.
But
we
you don't know any
it.
Of them.
We're comedians.
I know.
Though.
That's why I like hanging out with you guys.
Yeah,
we're always trying different
we
stuff.
We don't rely on them.
Yeah, I don't.
Sometimes I do say, wow.
We're learning puns.
It's a those, when you do that, it's a shorthand to a shared cultural experience you had with another idiot.
It's like a tattoo.
It doesn't make you an idiot. It just means it's, I don't know. I think it's
no, it makes you culturally. It makes a nice little easy joke. Exactly.
Easy and we go joke. For, we try to come up with stuff on our own.
We're constantly pushing the boundaries.
Sure.
Like, remember the other day when I was all like,
we broke a couple of, we broke a few boundaries.
All right. This is totally on
my point was,
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Douchebags quote Anchorman all the time.
All right.
That's all I have to say.
It doesn't mean, that's not your kind of
fault. How do you know unless you
say douchebags also clean.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Too Much Fun cast.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. As do the rest of the fine gentlemen. And Abby, do you have anything that you'd like to plug, Abby, for things coming up? Shows?
Well, you know, I'd say just, you know, look at my Twitter.
Okay, which is?
Abby Jordan.
Abby Jordan.
And then what else I would say is look at my YouTube page. And what else I would say, if you're going to send me a Facebook friend request, just send me a note first. You know, like, hey, this is how I know you. Or I don't know you.
so that she
doesn't have a murder loose on Capitol Hill.
Perfect.
I just don't know who's getting my information.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Abby.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for listening, everybody.
I love you, Abby.
I love you guys.